We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Another beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley, and now one that has the Philadelphia Phillies waking up truly, solely, in first place in the National League East. Phil's win last night. I gotta start getting my pauses down. Seltzer hits that ding sometimes, and I'm still talking. It's my fault. I gotta know when to, you know. Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 94W. I think, you know, so that's the kind of timing we have to get down. It's like a comedy timing. And,
it's really complex.
You know, I just say, you know, so sometimes
you're doing a great job.
It's like
with
if you're,
that.
You know, if you're emceeing an event and you say something that's good and poignant and ready for the audience to applaud, you don't just keep talking. You let the audience make their applause. So these are the things I'm trying to learn. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. Phil's win again. De Los Santos last night for the Phillies. How about that performance by the rookie in his first game? Up he comes from the minors, and after the game, down he goes back to the minor leagues. Phil's in first place. Sixers.
That's not permanent.
Sixers, of course, the Kawhi watch continues
electric on.
We will see what's going on with that. LeSean McCoy, we keep our eye on that. Obviously, developing situation. And how about it? The Philadelphia Eagles. That's right, the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Exactly 2 weeks to training camp. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, your calls all show, 888-729-9494. Ritchie Rich, what's up, bud?
There are more than 2,000 muscles in a caterpillar.
Wow. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. I won't remember that tomorrow, but I knew yesterday what I needed to know.
Barely.
In a sanctioned event.
People barely are already calling it the greatest comeback in Philadelphia sports history.
Better than Michael Vick and the guys coming back versus the Giants?
Certainly more unexpected.
Deshaun? All right, how about it? All right, 888-729-9494. Yeah, the Phils, John, again last night, they get it done. It's the combination. It's pitching. It's hitting. It's timely hitting. It's home runs. It's a great play in left field by Reese Hoskins. The Phillies are... I think they're playing their best baseball the entire season right now, and they are in first place.
They're also playing worse teams right now.
I'll take it.
So it looks a little bit better than it probably is, but I'm with you.
It's beautiful, man.
I mean, how many hits last night? 13 hits? Toward the end, there were 13 hits. That's I like that better than the two hits the night before in the game where Aaron Nola had to win it for us,
yep,
you know, with a three-run double. But no, I was fascinated to watch De Los Santos and just the way he threw it, the way he got movement with incredible velocity while short-arming it. Like, that's weird-looking. I like watching weird-looking, you know, pitching styles.
Yep, you're getting into that.
I really am. It throws the hitter off, and I find it entertaining to me. Yeah. So I really enjoyed watching him pitch.
One of the things that really hit me with the Phils last night, you know, with De Los Santos, is like, you know what, man? All of a sudden, like, I don't know if it's out of nowhere, but it feels out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the Phillies have talent all over the place. I mean, talent is just popping up left and right. And we know more is to come, obviously, from the system and from Major League Baseball, whether it's trades, whether it's this month or whether it's in the offseason. This club's going to have an infusion of, I think, massive talent over the next year or two from the major league ranks, primarily by way of free agency. So, look, the Phils, man, really in a nice spot. Now, first place on July the 11th. It's a beautiful thing. Obviously, we'll take your reaction, 888-729-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Again, Phils, first place Phils, the first place fighting Phils, 888-729-9494. All right, also, 2 weeks, John Ritchie. 2 weeks to the Philadelphia Eagles begin training. First off, before anything else, John, how about it? How about 2 weeks? I know for you this is bad memories, right? Bad memory time for you, the player. You, the former player, because you're about to start having to,
Well, it's a mixed bag. I hated the camp process.
Right. Yep.
A lot of getting yourself beat up and a lot of heat, you know, putting the pads on for the first time in you know, 6 months, 8 months. That part wasn't fun. Conditioning testing, sure. I always dreaded that toward the end of my career. But at the same time, we're starting a new season.
How about that?
A mixed bag. I was torn. Yep. I was, you know, frustratingly torn. But it was more good than bad, but then there was a lot of nausea involved when I was thinking about
it. Were you Natalie Imbruglia torn? Yeah, no. Was that what you were? No, probably not. Maybe not quite.
All right,
Jetta Cameron Jenrich. All right, let's hit it. The Eagles. 2 weeks to camp. I know John and Ike were talking about it yesterday, this nonsense article by this Will Brinson guy, CBSSports.com, talking about the Eagles, John, one of the playoff teams from last season, one of the five most likely teams to miss the playoffs this upcoming year. Will Brinson says, listen, let me tell you something.
It's a joke.
It is a joke, right, John? It is, like, to me.
I'm offended.
I feel
morally and mortally offended.
I totally get that anything can happen in the NFL. Injuries, we saw it last year. They plowed through it. Look, Randall went down in 91. It can really derail season. Also, you know, I get that. But the reality is, I feel, this is me, John, exceedingly, exceedingly confident. Forget the Super Bowl for a second. Exceedingly confident that the Eagles are going to make the playoffs this upcoming season. And I think for this Will Brinson guy to say what he said, I mean, 888-729-9499, I think it's pure nonsense. John, seem to concur, sir.
This Eagle, I am incensed. I think this is idiotic. This guy, it's irresponsible to just go out there. Listen, this is the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They deserve everyone's respect. They went on an incredible run after an incredible season, and to slight them in this way, for what reason? I mean, you're just pinning the tail on the donkey, like, last year there were eight new teams to make the playoffs, teams fell out, the Eagles might fall out.
All right, but
no, they're not going to fall out of the playoffs. They're a better team than the team that won the Super Bowl, Will Brinson. Get that straight. It really bothers me that he would put this out there. The title of the article, Bills and Eagles lead list of five teams that could take a step back, miss NFL playoffs. You're going to compare us to the Bills?
I agree, John.
The Bills.
Yeah, nonsense.
The Bills with their rookie quarterback. The Bills that lost their entire offensive line. Give me a break. I think this is, like I said, it's stupid. This is a stupid article. Really bothers
all right,
me.
So,
I guess I can't hide that.
No. And listen, I agree with you. I think it's outrageously unlikely that the Eagles miss the playoffs. And by the way, I say this knowing that, you know, we all know topsy-turvy NFL, salary cap free agency, you're good, you lose good. Like, we all do understand that. You lose good players. The schedule oftentimes gets harder. Circumstances change. There's going to be new injuries. We all understand that, again, year to year, independent of whether the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Let's say they'd gotten to the Super Bowl or gone.
They deserve so much more respect than
that. I agree with you. Now, the one thing I will say, and again, 888-729-9494, interesting to note that four of the last 10 teams to win the Super Bowl did miss the playoffs the next year. That's a pretty, that's a pretty high number.
So what does that mean, Joe?
It means what I just said.
In today's salary cap age, teams get turned inside out and upside down.
That's what it means.
That's not what happened to the Eagles.
Well, I agree with you on that.
This team is built to last, built to stay around.
What's their biggest loss? Of everybody from last year, in your opinion, Seltzer, you also, single biggest loss is?
I guess Patrick Robinson.
Or is it Frank Reich?
That's what I was going to say. Frank Reich and John, the combo of those two guys.
I mean, I think
we don't know about how massive a role they had or how minuscule a role they had.
I think it's fair to assume that they were pretty damn involved.
We are assuming.
But, I mean,
we
my
don't
God.
Know.
It's the quarterback coach.
I didn't want to talk about coaches anyway. I want to talk about the guys out there on the field. It's LeGarrette Blount or Patrick Robinson.
I agree with you.
I am worried about Frank Reich, how involved he was in the game planning. But I don't even like to acknowledge that.
Yeah, well,
because
listen,
it's getting close, and I hate to think negative thoughts.
Hey, we're Philadelphia sports fans. There's always time for negative thoughts at some point.
A little bit worked up right now.
How about that? How about the first place Phils? How about the Philadelphia Eagles coming off the Super Bowl? How about it? right, 888-729-94. Look, 94.
What a joke. This article. Listen, we need to talk about the concept that this Eagles team is being so disrespected like
I
this.
I think there's something to that.
I think this, like I said, this Eagles team is built to stick around. This team is built to win more of those things. Not the opposite side of the coin.
Yeah.
Where they're a one-and-done type team, where they're the, you know, 2012 Ravens.
Well, yeah, they were one and done. And they missed, they were
showed
one of the teams
up and it was
plus.
Sort of fluky, well, and Joe Flacco had the season of his life.
No, you're right.
Not that team.
It's interesting you say that. I agree with you, and which is bizarre. I agree with you. I mean, it means you're on the right side of history today. And it's one of those things where it's like in 2013 when the Seahawks won and they had a great regular season, they had a great defense, and they had an incredible Super Bowl where they took down a 55 touchdown Peyton Manning team that year, 55 regular season touchdowns, and throttled them in the Super Bowl. I think the score was like
43-8, six out of my head for some reason.
Something like that. I mean, they were an underdog in the Super Bowl, like the Eagles. They dismantled the Denver Broncos. Now, the Eagles didn't dismantle the Broncos, or the Seahawks, the Patriots, but they certainly put a ton of points on the board. But, you know, Seattle coming out of that got incredible respect for their age, their quarterback, their defense, and people said, hey, this is a team that's got a shot to kind of keep it going for the next, you know, two or three Super Bowls and to have a good five-year stretch. They had a good five-year stretch. They got to another bowl. They didn't get it done. It is what it is. My point is, I don't hear nationally the kind of respect I believe the Eagles should garner, similar to the Seahawks, for a lot of players in the right age spot that are still going to be around, that are under contract, with a young quarterback who, by the way, I think is better than Russell Wilson was and is, and I've got great admiration for Russell. I'm a Russell Wilson fan. That guy's awesome. Carson Wentz is better. So, and look, we'll get into it.
You talk about that Seahawks defense, about how tough they were, about how they just they whooped everybody.
Right?
Our defense does the same thing. Our defense intimidates people. You are one-dimensional against the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, I'm going to need...
That counts for a lot.
I need seltzer today to get ready to get the barking dogs out. Because the reality is, listen, the Seahawks got a lot of respect and they deserved it. I don't sense... This is just me. And we'll talk to everyone about it, 888-729-9494. I don't sense proper national respect for what the Eagles still can accomplish. Not just what they accomplish, what they still can accomplish. And by the way,
do people view us as a one-and-done
I
team?
I sort of get that impression. And I'm not just talking about 2018, what they can still accomplish. I'm talking about looking over the horizon and what this organization is built to do for the next 5 years. It can be special, like more, even more so than it's been. 888-729-9494. Get those dogs barking ready to go. Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Often barking on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.